I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, it's Current Time, and I'm Nick Winters with WRITG News. Tonight, a shattered continent, dragons running amok, and a random duo that seems to think they can do something about it. And of course, the weather. But right now, we're going to go live on location to our three favorite guys. Ken, Trevor, Arcos, what do you see?
Hello, I am Ken Brown, and as your Game Master, I welcome you back to the world of Riven, the Shattered Continent. Will the rest of this merry band introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Arcos Ironjaw Pizarro, and I'm an Alacocra monk. And the world is confusing lately, but I plan to use my second chance to give everyone else theirs. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw. The world is strange right now, but I have given my word. No matter how fate directs me, I shall stand and protect those who cannot protect themselves. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thanks, crew, and thank you for joining us at our table. Now, prepare yourselves for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, listeners. Ken, your Game Master here. I want to thank you for joining us here at Rolling in the Geek. We are once again, though, asking you for your support, because through your support, we are able to create content with improved quality and quantity. Check out Rolling in the Geek over on Patreon and choose a tier with rewards that fit you. Every little bit helps us along our path. Now back to three guys who are more excited to game than sleep. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. Harkos is able to wrest himself from the grasp of the Leyline Arms and gets to the opposite side of the river. He searches there, but doesn't find anything that could help him, but he does find much of the same as the original side, like tools, wheelbarrows, metal bars, and miscellaneous equipment. Harkos attempts to step into the ley line to see what will happen. He instantly faints and sinks under the surface, where he has another vision of the treehouse with the Kenku mother. He argues with her and is unable to break the spell. He decides to walk out of the room to see what would happen and sees a massive silver Alacocra in the doorway, who looks puzzled, and then Harkos is able to break the spell and is pushed out of the Leyline River. They decide that this is not the best route to go, so between the trio, they figure out a plan. Trevor has Zuriel turn into a coin so he can throw her across to Harkos, who has her transform back at the last second and catches her, quote-unquote. Trevor then takes a wheelbarrow and a metal rod and uses it to gondola himself over to the other side, making it just before the wheelbarrow is destroyed by the river. They then travel to the other end of this layer and find a different door that has two paths, one going up and one going down. They head towards the down end, and they end up in a musty library, which has deteriorated badly with moldy books and puddles of water that have leaked in from somewhere. They explore further into the library and discover an old corpse with a journal. Arcos inspects the journal and finds the man's name was Legilimon, who was a construction wizard who got trapped when the ley-lined river broke through. They continue in again, warily, and find the end of the room. Trevor finds an intact book, which is a trip to a hidden door out of the room. They follow this winding path through until they start to hear ritual chanting. They sneak up and look into a cavern similar to a stadium, with concentric circles of seating around a center platform where Syraxis stands, with 10 hooded figures casting some sort of spell and their captured friends feeding energy into Syraxis, with Rhyme walking around the outside of the assembly, observing and correcting the ritual members. And that is where we pick back up.
One second. Can you say that complete S slurry over again? Because that was amazing.
No. You all are standing at the entrance to this cavern, looking out sneakily into this somewhat upsetting scene. So you have your three missing friends, Evelyn, Phil, and Captain Kirby. What do you want to do?
Okay. Sidebar with Brad.
Yeah. You were allowed two sidebars.
You can suck my toe, sir. I am a Harvey Birdman, attorney at law, and I will take as many sidebars as I please.
Objection!
Brad, we talked about this, I don't know, and I think maybe the Under the Trench Coat, not last episode, but the episode before, it got brought up and stuff, because actually I think Ken brought it up. But now we're at a point where I don't think it's feasible, so I wanted to talk about it outside of game, because I don't know that it would actually come up in game.
Uh-huh.
If we were... There was talks of us taking a breather because people weren't 100%. I know we did some healies and stuff, but I don't know how your spells are or would do on a short...
I'm solid right now.
Yeah? Okay. Then yeah. I'm comfortable, because the only thing I would get back is key points, and I'd only get back two. So...
I'm almost full health from the last heal, and I'm not down any major spell points. Or, you know what I mean.
Well, you're down the 1.5 that you dumped into yourself, but...
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So, I mean, that could be RP'd as Harko said, like, kind of just up and downs Trevor, and then sees that Trevor looks, honestly, relatively fine. Obviously, fucking Zuriel's fine. She's been blasting shit, so... Ken might have ammo problems for her, but
she took a couple of hits, but it hasn't been much. Yeah, she does have an ammo count, but you know,
she's not used a ton. I think she's fired like 3 or 4 times, maybe 5.
Yeah, and she has a few different ammunition types, so she is fine-ish.
Well, okay then we don't have to try and find a weird in-game safety spot to rest for an hour, because...
Well, I mean, the library was one, but you could potentially, you know, if you potentially get there, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's hard to tell because of the river what would happen. They could turn into a bunch of ley line bombs. You don't fucking know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Well, that was going to be the thing. If we had to do a big deal, we would only technically, depending on what Lenara needed, like, she could technically stand watch for the first 30 minutes.
And Zuriel, then, you mean?
Yeah, I said Lenara, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Zuriel. And then once I meditated for my 30 minutes, got my key points, I'd totally be down to stand guard. But we don't have to worry about that. We're talking about what ifs. That's Marvel's job until October. So... Sometime in October. I don't know. Anyway. That's my two cents, Brad. I walked us through last episode, so I don't want to be the one to walk into the big scary bad room first. I mean, Harkos probably would waltz in there, but I don't want to be the one to say it. I don't want to be the reason we die.
Thanks.
it makes me feel better. The audience is more understanding. Like, they just if it comes from you, like, everybody will just get it. If it comes from me, I know we're all just gonna beat me up like I should have made better choices. If it comes from you, we're like, I mean, did we expect anything else?
So give me the lowdown of the room one more time.
So inside the room, there are concentric circles of seating like you would see in like a stadium. Uh-huh. It's not that big. There are 10 rows of seats. Most of them look like they've just been destroyed. This was some sort of meeting chamber at some point. Most of the seating that was in here is deteriorated so badly, like it's, you know, wooden chairs that have rotted away. Maybe a few that are still standing, but they're in bad shape. So you have these 10 concentric rings of seats that go down to a center area where that is like an oval shape, where Syraxis is standing in the middle of. On the tier directly below, encircling her, you have the 10 ritual casters that are all channeling something into Syraxis. In between her and them are your three friends, and going around the outside of the ritual people is Rhyme, who is walking around correcting people and observing to make sure that everything is going how it should.
Wonderful.
There are, sorry, I didn't point this out. You were on one side of this structure. You were looking like you are at one end of the long way of the oval. So there is another door at the far end across from where you are, which is the long end of the oval. And then there are two more on either side of the short ends of the oval as well. So there's a total of four doors that come in and out of this room.
So we walk in there. That's what we see. I look over at Harkos and Zuriel and I say, well, I owe one to Rhyme. So
I owe a lot.
Ugh. Fair enough.
Well, I don't owe any of them specifically, but kind of my life's work to make sure that they don't come back. So, well,
what I was going to say was perhaps I keep him just occupied while Harkos breaks up the ritual and you bounce in between whatever needs backup.
I'm sorry, are you making the NPC face tank the big bad?
No.
Because that's what it's not. You're going to distract Rhyme. I'm going to break up the ritual and she's going to bounce around between. You don't think Syraxis is going to be an issue that we have to deal with? You think she's just gonna stand there and be like, yes, my minions. Oh, they're losing? Harumph. One of the bouncing around things.
She's got range. She can stay back. That was my thought.
You're right. The dragon lady probably doesn't have range. That's fine. I'm not faulting your plan. I don't know. I don't have any better ideas, so I don't know why I'm giving you so much fucking grief over this.
The dragon lady would be more pissed off at the guy disrupting her ritual, but you know, whatever.
So you expect me to? You know what? I retract my. Carry on, sir. You are. Mwah. Look, this is bad either way you slice it. I'm making you make the choices. So this is me. Taking the low road and not making any choices and giving you grief for yours because I didn't have to make any.
My hope in the matter is that maybe with the ritual stuff going on, maybe she'll be disoriented or something or not able to do stuff. And you hit way harder than I fucking do. So taking out the ritual guy should be a hell of a lot easier for you than it will be for me.
When I hit.
Fair.
You have new dice. They're ready and raring to go. You're going to be good.
I rolled the 20, which is probably a bad idea. Got a 19.
See? Yeah.
I don't know if you should have rolled it.
Listen here, motherfucker. They're still in their little box. They're not spending any time with their cousins over there in their bag of shame. I don't know why I say bag of shame. They roll great at fucking Saturday games.
Those dice apparently like V a lot more than they like Harkos.
I have gotten more nat 20s in one Saturday than Harkos has in the last month. And that's not an exaggeration. Ken has watched me roll them.
Yeah, it happened. And it's especially sad considering you have stuff that does extras on
quests. I fucking know. Okay. Plan TPK. Let's do it. Let's initiate.
Are we all good?
I know, but you know, we're about to face the dragon. I'm not good.
Well, hopefully we can just tick her off enough that she runs away to recoup her losses. Because I know we won't. I don't expect us to stop her here, and I really hope she doesn't stop us.
So we're good.
That's a word.
Come on, Harkos. We've been in this situation before. She's just a new enemy.
All the while, by the way, like, I know you've divulged the plan in game and stuff. Harkos has been just staring into the room at Rhyme. Yes.
You will get your chance. I just want to distract him long enough for you to save our friends.
Just, watch his mouth.
Oh, I have an idea.
Because went pretty sideways for you in Freaky Magic Dreams, so...
Are we ready?
No. I suppose so.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, I'm going to put my hand on my chest, and you're going to see a wave of fire go over me, and I'm casting Protection from Energy Cold.
Okay. Smart.
I do that as well. I grab Trevor's hand and place it on. Now me, Trevor, please, not me. No, I'll be fine. I don't need it. I got evasion. I'll be great.
So then I'm going to, I guess, step on out.
Yeah. Okay. I want Trevor and Harkos will lead together. We're stepping out as a duo, not to exclude Zuriel, but I want it visually to represent that, like, we are with each other.
You step out and into the stadium, and an alarm bell goes off. You just tripped the alarm spell that they had set up on the outside perimeter of this room.
That's fine. We weren't trying to be quiet anyways.
And instantly, Rhyme looks up at you. You do not see any kind of reaction off of the ritual members, your friends, or Syraxis. Syraxis is more or less just staring up at the ceiling and has her arms spread out. The three friends are laid down on the floor, and the ritual members are continuing their chants. So
if you're jumping right in, should we go ahead and roll for initiative?
We should.
Okay.
That would be a 15.
Okay, Harkos?
I got a 17. I rolled the Trevor and Harkos die. It felt right. I got a 13 plus 4.
And Trevor, you got a 15, you said?
Yeah, 13 plus 2. Also on the Trevor Harkos dice.
Oh my.
Well, okay, so I rolled the rubber ducky die and got a 16.
13 plus 3.
So was that for
Zuriel?
I didn't roll Zuriel. I rolled Rhyme.
Fuck! No, I don't want him to match the 13. He can get the fuck out.
Oh, you said you got a 17.
I know, but we all rolled 13s.
We both rolled 13s. He got 13 plus 4, and I got 13 plus 2.
Well, Rhyme just rolled a 16.
Well, fuck Rhyme.
Yeah, he doesn't give me part of the group. But it is 17, 16, 15, which I don't appreciate.
All right, hold on. Okay, so Harkos, you are first in initiative.
Did you get Zuriel?
Yes, Zuriel is last in initiative, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. I knew that you had prior, and so... Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Does it... Based on how the room looks, would Harkos think that there is a safe way, not knowing how Rhyme fights, so I don't know anything about how Rhyme fights at all. Mm-hmm. Does Harkos think that there's a safe way for him to get past Rhyme to the... We'll all call them cultists. Because that's my word for them.
So,
the higher ritualers. Low.
Okay, so that was the 13. He is on the side closest to you. What's your movement?
Walking is 45, flying is 70.
Okay. I would say you could get to you could get to around Rhyme to get to some of the cultists, but it would take more than just your regular move, even flying. This is a rather large chamber.
Okay.
But to do movement in such a way that he would not be able to attack you right away, you'd have to use you'd have to dash to make that happen.
Okay, so God, this is already, I'm already upset with this fight. Like, I'm already so stressed and so mad, and nothing's even happened yet. I am going to burn a key point. To do Step of the Wind.
Okay.
And I'll use a bonus action dash.
Okay. So with your, I mean, if you do that, you can pretty much get anywhere that you want to around the circle.
So I want to be, depending on where she is, I want to be away from Cyraxis.
Is more or less in the center.
Okay, and that's what I thought this could be a possibility. That's fine.
Yeah.
So then I think I'll go on the side of the circle that's away from Rhyme. So I'll go all the way around to the other side there, and then I'm just going to attack one of the ritual people.
Okay. So are you going to, like, the far end away from where he is?
Yeah, so, like, if we're doing top-down, if he's on the south end of the circle, I'm going around to the north side of the circle.
Okay, perfect. So you are there. Go ahead and make your attacks. Go ahead and attack at advantage, because they are definitely not focused on you.
Alrighty. So that first one's not horrible. Second one's better, though. So that's 18 on the die plus 9, so that's 27.
Definitely
for the first attack. And then that's 19 for the second attack.
Okay, definitely hits as well.
Okay, and I don't get my punchy punches because those are bonus actions, and I use my bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a d8. So that sucked. Okay, it's not amazing, but it's something. So that's what? That's 8 and 6, so that's 14 piercing 14. Damage.
Is that from the first hit?
That's both hits.
Oh, that's both hits together.
Yeah, because okay. I rolled a fucking 2 on the first one and a 4 on the second one, plus 4 to each.
Okay, so you fly up, land, pull your spear back, and drive it straight through the back of this person's neck, and they slump down to the floor. And you see the energy that was being channeled from them to Syraxis fade and drift up towards the ceiling and kind of hang there in suspension.
Okay.
It is Rhyme's turn. Unless there was anything else that you could do.
Nope. Marcus. I did a bonus. I did my main action. I did movement. So, I mean, I have reaction stuff, but I can't use that now. So,
Trevor, high or low me?
Wait. What did you pick last time, Nick?
I picked low.
High.
Okay. Okay. So Rhyme watches as Harkos goes around. You see him follow Harkos with his eyes as he flies around. And you see him start to head that way. And then he looks back over at you. And he says, "Oh, you should have stayed down." And he charges up to you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
I would have had you done a better job. I'm peppered.
I don't know what you are.
I'm as peppered as I'm gonna get.
Alright, first attack is a 22.
On the money.
Second one is a 25.
Yeah, you miss. You gotta hit it on the money or it doesn't count.
Oh, I didn't realize, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was that armor you gave me.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that I put that ability on it.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's you did it. I'm sorry.
No,
I mean, man. I don't make the rules.
That's just a goddamn shame, isn't it? Yeah. So as he charges up to you, he draws a blade from his back. It's your blade, the one that your dad made.
Oh, nice.
Filled with dragon rock.
Oh, nice.
Fifteen damage from the first hit. Oh wait, absorb the protection from cold. Is that resistance to cold?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that would be 15. It is 13. Sorry, it's half of the cold damage that he deals off.
Oh, okay. I'm like, yeah. What?
Yeah, sorry. I had to remap that in my head in a really weird way. Yeah, because it's extra cold damage and you're resistant to it, so took some of that off. And second hit is 10 damage total.
Okay.
That is the end of his turn. So, Trevor, it is now yours.
So, first off, Kingsley!
Caw.
And second off, Green Flame Blade.
Okay.
that is a 24.
24 to hit?
Yeah.
Yes, that hits.
Do, 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 do. Sorry, I want to make sure I'm using everything. Should have wrote it on a card instead of putting it in my in my stuff. Okay. Okay. So that should be 13 bludgeoning damage and 6 fire damage.
Okay. Okay. Solid hit. It is now Zuriel's turn. She takes a look at Rhyme and then runs kind of perpendicular to you to get away from him a little bit and is going to levy a shot at one of the cultists. Good, good. Oh, wait, no, that's advantage because they're not focused. Oh, that. Fuck, Zuriel. Okay, that's fine. Rolled a 2 and then a 3.
Nice!
So, I have contracted the rolls there, Nick. Harkos, it goes back around to you. So you've got one cultist bloodied on your spear. And Zuriel was unfortunately not able to be of assistance.
And the energy that was being channeled from that cultist, you said, is hovering in the air?
Yes, it is like hovering in the air above, pretty much above where they died at.
I want to take out the Dragon Rock Dagger and put it in that energy.
It is... Oh, you're going to fly up there?
Yeah.
All right. You fly up, you put the dagger in, and you see almost like a Hoover. It just gets pulled into the dagger.
Good. I'm assuming that would be my action, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
fine.
You
had to hold it in there.
Yeah, no. I expected that. I weighed that while everything else was happening up until this turn, so I mean that kind of sucks, but it's better than whatever was going to happen to it. I mean, technically whatever could still happen in a few minutes, but at least it won't happen as easily. So if I have movement left, I guess I'll just kind of maneuver myself to the next cultist. But
yeah, you'd have ritualist. Enough movement that it was about 30 feet up. So you have enough movement to go up and back down.
Okay. That'll be my turn.
Then it is now Rhyme's turn. Ah, fuck. I forgot to do something. I won't forget this time. Rhyme is going to take another couple hacks at you with the Iron Jaw Sword.
Okay.
23?
Yes.
And that one won't.
Damn right it won't.
Was it 15 total? And 14 damage as he slices across you. That's the second time I've rolled a 1 on the cold damage, so you're welcome. Trevor, it now goes to you.
Kingsley!
God.
I didn't even roll advantage last time. I just rolled. So that would be a 25 on the first and 22 on the second. So. Okay.
Yep. Hit.
And that is 13 bludgeoning and 5 fire.
All right. After your turn, Rhyme is going to take a legendary action. And he is going to make... So you saw him hack at you a couple of times with the Iron Jaw sword, and he spins, and you see his tail come whip up and try to slap into you. That is a 28 to hit.
Nah.
Okay. I just, like, fucking threw my die. So that is another 7 damage as he slaps you with that. And now it is your turn.
My turn?
No, yep. It's Zuriel's turn.
Trevor goes after Rhyme.
Yeah, but
that was Rhyme's legendary action.
Yeah. Oh, touche!
After Trevor's turn.
I mean, if you want me to go again, I'll do it. I won't complain.
He'll get another legendary action then.
Look, no, if you're going to wipe us up and down the floor, we're going to do it legit, goddammit.
So Zuriel is going to cuss loudly. You hear her discharge the spent shell, load another one, and she's going to take another shot. That's better. That was a 14 on the die, so that hits. That is 12 damage total from her shot. And so the one on the opposite end of the circle from where you started, Harkos, you see her take a shot which pierces directly through his abdomen and strikes the stone in front of Syraxis, and the ritualist falls over dead.
Energy.
Same thing. Energy off of them, hovers for a second, and then floats up towards the ceiling.
Okay.
Okay, it is now your turn.
I need to make a roll. Rad, high or low?
Low.
Low? Okay. That was 9. As stupid as Nick thinks it might be, Harkos is going to see that one drop and energy rise up, and I'm going to go for that too.
Okay.
I don't like the idea of leaving. Nick thinks there's a reason you're explaining that it's just staying there, which makes me feel like it's important. I could just be wasting attack rounds, and that's my choice.
So you could leave it and see. Maybe there is something that happens. You
don't... That's okay.
Yeah, maybe it's a clever trap. We're supposed to kill the cultist so the energy floats up there and she can absorb it.
So yeah, I'll just repeat last round. So I'll fly across the circle, shove the dagger in, and suck it up. I won't move this time. I'll just fucking stay up there because there's not a ton of point. I feel like I'm moving. I can get down to somebody my next turn if there's no more energy. So,
okay. So after you is Rhyme. Two swings. It's a 22 on the first one.
Yep.
No, he can't use that number. He already used 22.
Oh, not I didn't. That's how this goes?
Yeah, you can only use any number 20 or higher, you can only use once.
So I guess that the 20 that I just rolled, that's the only one that I get to use of that too, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't hit, so.
I know the rules now.
So was that a nat 20 that you rolled then?
Yes.
Oh, that shit. Was a nat 20.
This is what we get
for talking shit, Brad. This is what happens. This is our penance.
So that is 26 damage that he dropped on you. That's with the halved cold damage.
Was that the crit?
Yes.
Okay.
and 16 damage from the regular hit. I did that backwards. I should have done the regular hit first. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Take two off of that.
Okay.
And it is now your turn.
I'm going to go ahead and cast Cure Wounds with my last fifth level spell slot.
Okay.
Oh my god. What is that, 5d8?
I believe so, yes. Plus your spellcasting mod.
Right.
How much you get back?
36.
Okay. Took a lot of the bite off of that crit.
When you said 16, I about shit my pants. When you took two off of that, it left me with one HP.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's that.
Okay, cool. So Trevor's about out of it. Got it.
Woo. That crit fucking hurt.
Anything else you can do?
I don't believe so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. So it is, well, Ryan is going to take his legendary. It's an 18.
That doesn't hit.
I know.
Okay.
So he turns and swings that thick ass tail and
block it with my shield. Boom. Bitch.
All right.
It's not your shield, is it? It's
it's what's his face's shield.
Fucko shield, yeah.
It is now Zuriel's turn. So she. She looks to, she looks over at you, Trevor, and kind of gives you a cock of the head, like, eh? Kind of asking if you need an assist or if she should continue.
Oh, what yes, she's doing. Please.
Okay. So she turns and she lines up a shot on Rhyme, which is a 22, which does hit. Come on. Dealing 11 damage. Did not roll amazing on that. Okay. So Zuriel is gone. Harkos, it is now your go.
Okay. So I will fight it. I'm now on the proverbial south end of the circle because I flew across to
yes.
Zuriel's kill. So I will fly down to the nearest ritualist and attack them.
Okay. Roll it.
And this is advantage, yeah, because they're still
yes.
ritualing.
They're okay. still ritualing the shit out of this.
Okay, so that's a 7.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
On the die, that's a 15 on the die, so 17 plus 8, so 25.
Yep.
The first one, ooh, that was a 2. And that's a 6. So that's what? That's a 14.
Okay, that hits.
It does? Okay. Yeah. I know they're just people, but that don't fucking mean shit anymore. And then I do have a bonus action, so I'll do my punch as well. Which actually, I was rolling my attacks wrong. It's plus 9 instead of plus 8. That's okay. So that's a 14 on the die. So, plus 8. So 24. So 2 spears and a punch to the face.
Okay.
I don't need a flurry of blows. The other one went down quick. I don't want to burn key points right now. So spear. It's going to be 10 piercing. And then 5 piercing. And then my punch is what? A d6.
Can you repeat those damages for me again?
So it was 10 and then 5. So it's 15 piercing off the spear.
Okay, so you do a double tap with the spear on one of them, and it goes down.
Can I move to the other one?
Yeah.
And I'll punch him, and that's max damage. So that's 6 plus 4, so that's 10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, you strike that one and get right in the sweet spot in the back of the head, and it goes down too.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And 2 little puffballs of energy go up to the ceiling.
Okay.
So after Harkos is Rhyme, who pulls back to strike at you, and he looks at you. He's, are you sure that you don't want to just call this now?
I'm sure that if I go down again, you're going to feel it.
Okay. That is a 28 to hit.
Nope. You already rolled that.
Don't be cocky, kid.
I don't like this rule. And then 23 for the second.
Yep.
Fuck.
(clears throat) 15 damage from the first hit. And 12 damage from the second hit. And that is his turn. So, Trevor, it is now yours.
Fuck.
He still looks in fighting shape, too.
Ah, wonderful.
(sighs)
I guess I'm gonna fourth level cure wounds.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And 28.
Okay. You heal up for 28. Yep. Rhyme is going to take his legendary action after your go. That's a 17. That does not hit. And it is now Zuriel, who discharges the emptied shell, loads another one, and... Yeah, it's a one on the die. That's not going to do anything. Harkos, it is now your turn.
Okay, God, I'm just... Brad, I'm just letting you die. And it feels fucking terrible. Don't say yeah like that. Don't make me...
No! You're doing the plan! You're doing what you're supposed to do!
Honestly... I don't think Harkos would have seen that last hit anyway, with the way everything's positioned right now. So I'm going to go up and get one of the energies.
Okay. You fly up.
That's my turn.
You hoover... And do you come back down?
Or are you gonna stay? I'm gonna try and get that that other one.
Okay.
Hopefully. So.
Okay. So after you, it goes to Rhyme, who turns away from you and says, "Stay out of this." And you see him take a huge breath in. And unleash a cold breath at Zuriel. Ooh. And she got a 10 on the save.
Oh boy.
Ooh, God. Oh God. Dealing 45 total points of cold damage.
Oh,
to
Oh my God!
Christ.
Which definitely staggers her. Trevor, it is now your turn.
First, I'm going to use my bonus action and cast Spirit Weapon at fourth level.
Okay. Does that take your absorb down?
No. Spirit Weapon has a duration of 1 minute.
Yeah, it's not concentration. I forgot about that. Yep.
Nope. Guardians are. So... what does it use? Because I haven't cast this in so fucking long.
I think it's your spell casting modifier.
Spell attack, like your, yeah. So... it's going to attack.
Yes, that hits.
And I do believe since I cast it at fourth level, it's 3d8 damage. Oh. Can I retcon that and cast it at third level? Because fourth level would be pointless.
It doesn't add damage.
Nope, it's every two. So third level.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
It says When you cast this spell using a spell slot of third level or higher, the damage increases by 1d8 for every two levels above the second. Oh, maybe it is fourth level then. That's a weird wording.
So what is it, a second level?
It's a second level spell. It says when you cast this spell using a spell slot third level or higher, the damage increases by 1d8 for every two slot levels above the second. So fourth level is right then, right?
Yeah, that is weird wording, but yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Super fucking weird.
Yeah, they should have said like fourth level, but I mean, you could still cast it as a third level. It would just do the base damage. But
right.
Yeah, that's kind of strange wording.
And it's only 2d8, not 3d8 now, so that's fine either way.
Damage is damage.
Yep, damage is damage. Let's see. That is 18 points of damage.
18 points of damage. What type of damage is it? Is it force?
Yes, force.
Okay.
What did I do? I'm going to green flame blade, right? Can I do that?
Yeah, is you can cast two spells. One of them has to be a cantrip, though.
Yep. Okay. Green flame. Which puts me at a 23.
Okay, that hits.
Thirteen bludgeoning, which seems to be a trend.
Apparently.
And six fire.
I think every time it has been 13 bludgeoning.
Yeah, I think it's been 13 bludgeoning too.
You go ahead and calm that shit down.
13's apparently a number tonight.
That's scary, but okay.
Yeah.
He is starting to look a little bit weakened.
Well, that's a plus, I suppose.
So after your turn, he is going to tail again. That is a 20 to hit.
Nope.
Okay. Not a natural 20, it's just a 20.
Yeah, I assumed that's what you meant.
And Zuriel is next. High or low, Brad?
Low.
Okay. So she is going to take another shot at Rhyme, which is a 16 total that does not hit. Zuriel's not doing great against Rhyme. She's a little intimidated. At initiative one, you see for the first time Syraxis moves. And you see her hand draw over to where the energy is floating. And you see it pulls down and wraps around her.
Damn it. Also, it was a good thing you were absorbing it.
Damn it.
Yeah, but she got one.
Well, one's better than five.
Yeah, but none's better than one.
True.
Harkos, it is now your turn.
Fucker. God, that shit. Genuinely pissed me off so bad. I'm gonna go down and fight another person.
Okay.
That's a 3, so that's 16. And then what did I say? My fucking spirit. So 9. So 16 and 9. So 27.
Yeah.
That was a fucking 4. That's 9, so that's 18.
Okay, still hits.
I'm gonna wait on the punch. So that's 7 and 4 is 11. And that's max, so that's 11 and 12. So 23 points of damage to this guy.
So your first hit goes right in.
God.
And you drop it. So it is up to you if you want to take the second attack on a different one or what you want to do.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I can't. Harko's having just seen what happened happened. I don't want to waste. I'm rolling relatively well, and I don't want to blow it after bitching for like four episodes. But I I can't let her keep getting that stuff because that's just going to be problematic for us later. So yeah, I say fuck it to my second action and my bonus action, and I'll just use my movement to go up next to the energy. Okay. And end my turn there.
Okay. So after Harkos is Ryan. You hear Rhyme growl, say one wasn't enough apparently, and he takes another big breath in. He fucking recharged the first round after he did the breath.
I want to interpose myself.
Okay. So you'll both take it.
Oh. I'm going to shove my shield in his nose.
goddamn, Zuriel. Fuck. She got a 6 total.
Youch.
So he blasts out this second cold breath, this time dealing 54 points of damage.
Oh my god!
Which throws her into the wall, and then you see her slump down unconscious.
Fuck.
Trevor, it is now your turn.
Fuck! I'm going to bonus action healing word on Zuriel.
You will have to move to get to her.
Oh, she's that far back?
Mm-hmm. And she's good. The range on healing word is 30 feet. And
60
she's,
feet.
Oh, it's 60 feet? Oh, I thought it was 30. No, so yeah, you're within range.
I was like, damn, she way big.
Well, but did yeah, you gonna... think that she need? She was wanting to be right up in the scary thing space?
No. But I, when I saw 60 feet on it, I'm like, oh, there's no way she's that much farther back, yeah, right?
I thought healing word was 30, so nope. That was my bad.
I'm going to cast it with my last fourth level slot.
Okay.
So that gives me... dear. Set, get my
it does yes, get your modifier yeah.
Okay, so that is 20. No I'm wrong sorry, not 20, 14.
Okay, so you cast it. You see she takes a sharp intake of breath and opens up her eyes. That was unpleasant. So anything else that you're...
Yeah, that's a bonus action, so I'm going to smack him still with Green Flame Blade.
Okay.
Kingsley!
Forgotten the last couple.
But... Yeah, I have. The first one there is a 26, and that's a nat 20.
Yay!
since that's a nat 20, that procs my shield. Also.
However, Brad, legitimacy and all that, can already use that number. You can't have it.
Shaboom.
So I'm going to spend a hit die plus my con to heal. That's a total of 8. Better than nothing.
Yeah.
And then... oh, shit. What are we doing for crit rules again? It's been a while.
Base it's dice. Max dice plus the roll.
But that does not include your d6 from your critting with the hammer.
Yeah.
That you is, just roll that. You don't initial. Double that.
Right. Okay. So that would be... 20 bludgeoning... and, oh wait, no, 26 bludgeoning and 13 fire.
That's a heavy fucking hit.
And you did use the new thing from this hammer, right?
Because we have extra d6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make sure, because it's an important fight, and you haven't got to use that hammer very much yet.
I appreciate it.
I forget about it on my spear, not that I've been hitting 20s very often, but...
No, I need... oh my god, I'm an idiot.
What?
Add another 8 fire, or 8... another 13 fire on top of that. I do a D8 with my fucking cleric... shit. I keep forgetting about it.
All right. That it?
Yes, that's everything.
Hey,
fuck me.
Gonna take his legendary action.
God damn it. I've been missing out on that D8 every single hit this fight.
That is 26 to hit on the tail.
No, fuck you.
Damn. 13 damage from the tail.
Well, that's not so bad, I guess.
I mean,
okay, yeah.
Isn't it enough?
It is now Zuriel's turn. She's clumsily reloads the rifle.
So, and I yell, "Shoot the cultists!"
Fucking what? Why?
Because you're up top, aren't you? You'll be able to. Oh, there, you got one up there. Never mind. I don't yell that. Cancel that.
Also, Rhyme's not dealt with. Don't take away anything from your corner. I'm handling it.
Okay.
Your corner sucks. My corner has yet to start sucking, and I'm very terrified for when it does, but currently I'm a lot safer than you are. Don't take any helpful things away from yourself. Use Kingsley. Use your bullshit fucking D8s. Use Zuriel.
Zuriel levies a shot at Rhyme.
And hopefully hits.
It's a 24 this time, so yes.
Hey-o.
Hey, it's a good start. Hey, good job. Dealing 14 damage. Rhyme is looking pretty bloody at this point.
Good.
Harkos, it is your go.
Taking the energy.
Oh, wait.
Hold. No. Hold. No, no. No.
Hold.
No.
Oh, I just went back in time. I don't know what to tell you.
He already took the energy. It's done.
At initiative one, you see Syraxis shift and her hand moves over to one of the other cultists, and you see a spike of ice come out from her palm and impale the cultist. And then energy from it swirls around the ice and comes up and around her.
You know, I call bullshit because I've also attacked people with things that I own, and it just floats into the fucking air. But that's fine. I didn't want it anyway.
What if you attack the cultist with the knife?
It doesn't do nearly as much damage.
But maybe it'll absorb the energy immediately.
If I can kill them with a fucking dagger that does 1d4 plus 4. So at max, I can do 8 damage. Which, I don't know if that'll be enough. I mean, I dropped one with 11, but still. I don't want to make them easy fucking pickings where she just looks at them and goes, boo, and fucking gets like 4 and 1.
Boo.
Okay, I fly up and take my energy.
Okay, you stick the dagger up in there and hoover it up.
Cheater. That's...
You know what? Both of you motherfuckers, after your turn has been gone, you've been like, oh, wait, hold on.
No, don't say both you motherfuckers. I have not, oh, wait, hold it on, because I've been doing a bunch of, I'm grabbing the energy if my turn's over.
Brad just needs to cheat sheet a card.
I meant in the past that these things have happened.
I don't know. I still feel like Brad's a bigger culprit.
Yeah, I definitely am. The spellcaster stuff's weird.
Hark, so Hark, do you come back down or are you staying up?
I move down next to one.
Okay.
I did one, Zuriel did one. I did two, which is 4, 5, and then she just killed one, so that's 6, so there's 4 left.
Yeah. Okay, Rhyme! 25 to hit.
Stop it!
28 to hit.
No! You've rolled that too many times, Ken.
It's a fight. Okay. Calm down there, 13.
Yeah, no kidding.
16 damage from the first one. And 15 from the second.
Okay.
It is your go.
Third level cure wounds.
Roll it up.
Oh, I am. 20. That's better than nothing. And I will bonus action my spirit weapon to attack him.
Okay.
25
to hit, yes.
Yes. Ah! As I throw my dice on the floor. Sixteen points of damage.
Okay. You slam your hammer into Rhyme's chest, and it takes him down to a knee.
Nice! I want to slam my actual hammer into his fucking head.
And then you see Cyraxis.
Oh,
pulls her arms in towards herself and scream enough as she throws her hands out and a wave of ice shards flies off, striking all of the cultists.
Oh boy.
That's enough. I want to make a deal.
A deal?
She raises up her hand, and the two doors on the opposite sides from where you came in open, and you see massive minotaurs come walking out. Behind them walk in all of your friends.
Oh boy.
You see William and the Royal Guard, and you see Lenara and the crew of the Brava. Yes, I want to make a deal. And it's for their lives. You leave with them. None of them have been fatally hurt. You leave with them, and you leave us be. Or if you want to continue this, those two monsters will start tearing them limb from limb.
And what of my friends on the table? The altars, whatever they are.
They're just on the floor.
Okay. And what of my friends in your circle? Our friends.
You see, she thinks. I'm done with them.
Can Harkos see, or do they all have even the faintest rising and falling of chest?
I'm going to make you a medicine check that to see if you can tell.
Okay, that's fine. Where the fuck is Harkos's medicine? Okay. I genuinely thought somehow medicine wasn't on my list on Fight Club.
That's
16 total.
Okay. The three of them do, as you look towards them, they all of them have some amount of breathing movement. You see Phil is struggling more than the others.
Okay.
Take them.
Fine.
Do we have a deal?
Harkos, in a very big stance of like courage and certainty over the last 24 hours, because we were on date night yesterday, Brad. Like mere hours ago. Harkos is going to lower himself to the floor, and I'm gonna put away all my stuff. I'm gonna put my spear on my back, knife in the bag, all that shit. And this might be dumb to get this close, but Harkos is gonna do it. He's going to walk up and extend a hand. Yes. Today.
She puts her hand out and she shakes yours. Deal. We can kill each other another day.
I look forward to it.
See, she gets a really creepy grin as she smiles back at you. So am I. She looks over towards the entrance that's opposite from where you came in. That will take you to the surface. I'd suggest not staying too close if you want a rematch.
This is Nick speaking. Is she saying when we get to the surface, she's suggesting we not stay too close if we want a rematch? Or is she just saying in general to this spot?
I think that the implication that you can tell is that she's saying wants to get away.
Okay.
Like, probably both.
All right, so I'm going to call for Zuriel to grab Kirby, Trevor to grab Evelyn.
So,
I guess Trevor will grab Phil, because Phil's going to be heavier, and I'll carry Evelyn.
We're technically out of combat, right?
Yes.
So, as I'm walking towards the middle, I'm going to spend 3 first level spell slots and cast Healing Word on the 3 of them.
Okay, I'm not going to make you roll. It's enough to keep them from, struggling the rest of the way up. They're still not conscious, but they're healed.
Okay.
They're under some kind of magical effect at the moment.
Okay, that's fine.
So unless you want to try to dispel some shit, then they'll make it to the surface without any immediate concern.
Okay. That at least does some of what I wanted, so.
So Zuriel picks herself up, and she comes over and, are you sure that you want to do this?
Those people's lives are not mine to gamble with. If it was us three and us three alone, we'd die down here.
Agreed.
But those people I do not speak for, and I will not allow them to make this choice.
She's going to be a lot scarier next time.
And so shall we.
Exactly.
All right, let's get him out of here.
Can I... Hopefully this goes across non-threatening. As we're leaving, can I take, because I kept it, can I take the dart that had my note on it, and can I huck it in the ground, specifically in the ground, very deliberately in the ground, next to Rhyme?
You see he very weakly looks over at you and smiles.
You dropped that.
But you're still the one that'll have to face justice.
He won't be alone.
We'll deal with that when we get to it.
I think there may be a surprise waiting back at the sanctuary for you.
Oh, you son of a bitch. I don't say anything else. I'm going to talk us into a fight. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I know I'm going to get pissy. So Harkos just kind of huffs and keeps walking.
Okay, so Zuriel comes over and scoops up Kirby as best as she can. She's in not a great place either, so...
I know, but... I guess she could technically get Phil. I just figured Kirby was probably the biggest problem.
I'll get Phil.
Phil's definitely, he's heavily armored and all this shit too. So Kirby is wearing a suit. Not a pirate outfit like you last saw him. He is wearing a suit.
Because he thought he was going out partying with Trevor.
Yeah. He was apparently going to the nice establishments. Maybe Trevor would have had a good time.
Oh, maybe.
So you all start walking towards the surface. And that is where we're going to call it for tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I always expect more color commentary, especially from Brad, when we get to this point. So I was silent to let him have his moment, but apparently I don't need it. So thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you're enjoying what you're listening to, we would kindly ask that you show us some support. You can do this in a couple of different ways. The first way would be through doing something as simple as just buying us a coffee. You go to ko-fi.com and you search for Rolling in the Geek. You can do a one-time donation there. You can also contribute through our Patreon. We are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. And speaking of, John, this is your weekly sacrifice. Thank you. That was less ominous. I liked it. So, Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at RitGeekPodcast.com to keep up with all things rolling in the geek. Or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter. And if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick, this week you are the sound warlock of the genie.
Ooh.
With the power that you pull from your patron, the sound genie, you were able to wish away the flubs that we have and the might that he grants you. You were able to cut away at our drops. Can you please God damn it, I choked myself up. Can you please Alibaba something fun for us to go out on?
93 episodes can give you such a crick in the neck.
Yes.
Hootie Hoo from Nick and Harkos as we take a stalemate over victory in episode 93. Tune in next week. I know I've used it before, but see what's in store in episode 94. I don't watch Ken. See, I don't want to call Ken a whore because it was very nice of him to not murder us. So what's in store? Well, simply what's in store. This week's song, I did a little different. I left it all up to Jen. I asked her what song she wanted me to do, and she gave me one, and I said, what do you want it to be about? And she goes, I don't know enough about the nerd things to pick something. I said, Ken asked me to do a song about self-checkouts. I think you can figure it out. And so she asked me to do this song about this thing. So,
oh boy,
this one goes out to the fancy. Without further ado, here's episode 93's parody. All the feline troubles, 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 all the feline troubles. You adopt one, try to be nice, give it a better life. Buy it everything, go on a trip. That's when you slip. In a pet store is a new kitty. Rubs on you, what can you do? Want to save this cat, don't you? Could be a friend, doubt this will end in an annoying catastrophe. But they're cats, so they're totally psycho. No rhyme or reason, just totally psycho. Can't be mad because it's what you wanted, but now the cats are making you go psycho. Single
Nick,
ladies about
okay?
Cats.
Are you okay?
No.
He's not okay.
No, I'm not.
Stop and record.
Stop and record. Stop and record.
Oh, those three are a hoot. So we're going to cut away for a quick commercial break. Make sure you tune in and stay dialed in to Channel 69 WRITG News right here.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.